up to 19 minutes to one on the Country Hour.
You're listening to the Country Hour
on ABC Radio New South Wales.
And hopefully that rain is putting out the bushfires. And, of course, inquiries into the bushfires at various government levels are expected to hear from a variety of interest groups on why and what could have been done better or differently from the from when the first fires started to those that are still being fought in some areas. Such things as greater hazard reduction, burning, and also land clearing are just some of the issues that have been aired. And in some cases, there's been also a greater interest in cultural burning by Indigenous communities. Sean Hooper is an Indigenous fire practitioner, and he explained to Michael Kavanagh, while it may assist in easing the danger of bushfires, then the actual cultural burning issue has different aims to hazard reduction burning.
Generally with hazard reduction, it's looking at fuel load. So it's looking at component of the vegetation and trying to remove that fuel to protect the assets. From a cultural burning perspective, it's looking at vegetation structure in a way. So it's actually burning to create habitat and changing the structure of the vegetation. And what emerges out of that is a whole lot of benefits to plants, animals, people, reduces the fuel load because it's changing the way fire behaves and burns in the landscape.
You're also an active member of the RFS. You've spent 89 days in various roles during the height of the bushfires. Are there times when you're with your local RFS thinking cultural burning, but then there's that RFS control, particularly when there's a danger? Is there times of contradiction?
Most definitely. Just the whole fact of getting on a truck and running out and putting fires out in the landscape, the need for that has arisen out of a different way the fire is managed today in the landscape. That's a product of that. What I sort of see is fire has a role in the landscape. The big contradiction for me straight up is getting on a truck putting out fires, even though, you know, the fires usually start the wrong time of year, we should be putting more fire in the landscape.
What do you mean by putting more fire in the landscape?
That can be sort of controversial about how much more fire. Putting the as other people have sort of said, the right fire in the landscape. Australia's vegetation and plants and animals are reliant on fire to a large extent, but not just any fire. They need the right fire at the right time of year. And the way Aboriginal people have been applying fire affects the habitat and other species. And from an understanding of Aboriginal sort of culture, it's relational in nature. So when an Aboriginal person is looking at the bush and thinking about burning, we're thinking about all the relationships we have with everything in country. And that determines how we burn. And what happens then is things emerge out of those fires that we do, our cultural burning benefits, fuel hazard reduction, threatened species and that their habitat requirements, the plants and animals and what they need to live, and also the ancestors and the spirits, they also need fire as well.
In the lead up to this bushfire season, did you sometimes walk out and look across a particular landscape and there'd be talk about, look, we should have hazard reduction burn at the moment, but possibly it wouldn't have sat right culturally?
Yeah, most definitely. It's a difficult thing to sort of debate about hazard reduction, cultural burning, or excluding fire from the landscape as well, which has been sort of raised. The big problem between all of these different ways is we're not standing back and thinking, what do we want the landscape to look like? From an Aboriginal perspective, when you understand what you want the landscape to look like, you can understand about how to burn it and how to look after it. But that vision isn't clear. Then working out how to apply fire to achieve that is extremely difficult. Having excluded fire from the landscape for so long in New South Wales in particular, the problem with that is it's not actually addressing the vegetation communities and their structure and the plants and animals that are in it. To actually look at it from an Aboriginal cultural perspective, we need to start looking at the landscape and saying, what do we want it to look like? And then from that, Aboriginal people can talk about what fire is needed to achieve that.
That's Indigenous fire practitioner Sean Hooper. He was speaking there to Michael Kavanagh. 14 to 1.
The New South Wales Country Hour with Michael Condon on ABC Radio New South Wales.
On the water management issue, we were talking about the water